Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Massive rallies in the city and across the country for abortion rights, with the Supreme Court reportedly poised to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Hundreds of New Yorkers joined thousands across the country to rally for abortion rights. Sunny Samasi, visiting from Virginia, is worried that Roe v. Wade will be overturned in the Supreme Court.
They have to go by the law, but they are not going.
Many here are showing their outrage after a draft opinion was leaked. Nimi Penmasta is with the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum.
We are on the verge of losing our rights to our bodily autonomy.
Joy Lobster from Woodstock says she remembers the period before Roe v. Wade.
I remember reading about many people having back alley abortions and dying or getting sterilized.
Darius Rantzius, 1010 Winds in Catman Plaza.
A solidarity march in Chinatown yesterday as Black and Asian New Yorkers joined for a walk of faith intended to show support for Asian communities amid an increase in hate crimes. Black Christian leaders in Brooklyn, including members of the 67th Precinct Clergy Council, a.k.a. the God Squad, reached out to Asian American leaders to organize the event. Participants prayed and quoted the Bible as they walked together through the area. Hate crimes against Asian New Yorkers have skyrocketed since the pandemic. Several groups have organized in response. A shooting caught on video, and now police hope that video will help the suspect catch the suspects in the incident involving two young drill rappers in the Bronx. This happened Thursday night. Police say surveillance video shows two suspects firing down the block at East 197th Street near Decatur Avenue around 9:30 p.m. 14-year-old boy hit in the arm, a 15-year-old boy in the leg. Both described as aspiring drill rappers, but it's not clear if their involvement in the tough rap scene made them targets. They are expected to recover. Mayor Adams has criticized the city's growing drill rap scene, saying it fuels real-life violence. Police have released video of the gunman and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Well, it looks like the suspect in the Sunset Park subway shooting has a new friend. Yeah, the Daily News is reporting that Frank James, who is being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center on federal terrorism charges, is buddying up with disgraced R&B star R. Kelly. Kelly is awaiting sentencing on his sex trafficking conviction, and James, of course, is there on charges stemming from the shooting on the N train. Daily News quotes jailhouse sources describing them as buds, saying they sit together and eat together and talk about TV shows and go to rec together. Both are being held in a high-risk inmates unit, and both could end up spending the rest of their lives in prison. Meantime, there is word that four people who helped catch the suspect need help to stay in the country. New York Times reporting that an undocumented Mexican woman who turned over cell phone video, as well as the undocumented Mexican immigrant, Lebanese student, and American-born Syrian who gave police tips that led to the arrest of Frank James, all need protection from the immigration system. Lawyers for the four say they're in the early stages of applying for visas set aside for victims, witnesses, or informants who help law enforcement, and their clients deserve appreciation for their efforts. They pointed to cases from France and Spain where undocumented immigrants who rescued people in danger were granted citizenship. In the U.S., though, the process is much tougher, and observers say it's unlikely to speed up even for the subway helpers. Well, if you play in Jersey, you can't call yourself New York. That reportedly is the argument a pair of New York football fans are making in a massive lawsuit against the Jets, Giants, and NFL. Post reports the two originally brought a $6 billion action demanding the teams move to the city. Now they're backing off a little, saying they're okay with the team staying at the Meadowlands, but only if they drop New York from their names. A response from the league and team says the two are just trying to score points in the headlines and not the courtroom. You think?
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.